This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 28. How can we live by the Spirit? Our passage comes from Galatians chapter 5. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. According to the Apostle Paul, each of us has a battle going on inside us. The Living Bible put it this way: two forces within us are constantly fighting each other to win control over us, and our wishes are never free from their pressures. Which force is going to win? What will it take for us in the coming year to live by the Spirit? Paul helps to answer these questions. If we are to live by the Spirit, we have to stop acting as if we are in control of our lives. We have to let ourselves be led by the Spirit of God. We must obey only the Spirit's instructions. We need to stay in step with the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can help us become and be what the Lord wants us to be in the coming year. We have to listen to what the Spirit tells us by turning to the book of the Spirit, the Bible. We have to pray each day to be filled by the Spirit. And Jesus himself assures us that God, who dearly loves us, will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Pray with me. Spirit of the living God, move among us all and make us one in love, humble, caring, selfless, sharing. Fill us, we pray, with all your fullness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.